Hi, this week the question is your pastor really a pastor according to the scriptures? The word pastor is a Bible word translated from the Greek word poimen. This word poimen occurs 18 times in the New Testament and refers to someone who cares for a flock of sheep. This word is most often translated shepherd, but it is indeed translated pastor once. In Ephesians 4 verse 11, the Bible says, "He himself gave some to be apostles, some prophets, some evangelists, some pastors and teachers." This word poimen is not intended to be a religious title. This word pastor, it's not a religious title. The Lord never intended that certain ones should wear a religious title that would exalt them above the other disciples. Jesus said in Matthew 23 verse 6, "They," that's referring to the Pharisees, "they love the best places at feasts, the best seats in the synagogues, greetings in the marketplaces, and to be called by men, Rabbi, Rabbi. But you do not be called Rabbi, for one is your teacher, the Christ, and you're all brethren. Do not call anyone on earth your father, for one is your father, he who is in heaven. And do not be called teachers, for one is your teacher, the Christ. But he who is greatest among you shall be your servant. And whoever exalts himself will be humbled, and he who humbles himself will be exalted." You see, none of God's people should wear religious titles such as rabbi, teacher, father, or any such like title, like doctor, that would exalt him above the others. This is why we in the Church of Christ are opposed to preachers prefacing their names with the word reverend. The title reverend, like rabbi or teacher and father, is a title that exalts one person above the others. This is exactly what Jesus was forbidding in Matthew 23. In Matthew chapter 20, verse 25, Jesus called them to himself and said, "You know that the rulers of the Gentiles lord it over them, and those who are great exercise authority over them. Yet it shall not be so among you. But whoever desires to become great among you, let him be your servant. And whoever desires to be first among you, let him be your slave. Just as the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve and give his life a ransom for many." Well, over and over again, the Lord taught that his disciples were not to exalt themselves one over the other. For this reason, we are opposed to using the word pastor as a religious title. Now, the next thing that I want you to take note of is the fact that a pastor, in the modern sense, is a man in authority at the congregation. He's the chief decision maker in all vital issues. That's how people use the word pastor in their churches. However, the New Testament teaches that each congregation of God's people is to be governed not by a single individual, but by a group of elderly men who are respected and experienced in leadership. These men are the true pastors of God's flock. These men are the true bishops of the congregation, not a single man, but a plurality of men. The New Testament scriptures are clearly opposed to one man ruling over a congregation. It is a sinful departure from the divine pattern for one man to be in charge of a congregation by himself. In Acts 14, verse 23, the Bible says, "So when they had appointed elders," you'll notice that's plural, "elders in every church," that's singular, "and prayed with fasting, they commended them," plural, "to the Lord in whom they," plural, "had believed." So notice carefully from this passage, it was a plurality of elders who were ordained in each singular congregation. Again, in Titus chapter 1, verse 5, "For this reason I left you in Crete, that you should set in order the things that are lacking and appoint elders," plural, in every city, singular, as I commanded you. Again, in this passage, each single congregation had a plurality of elders to oversee it. Never was there a single pastor trying to govern the church all by himself. Now, there's a reason for this. There's first more wisdom available when there is more than one man ruling. Proverbs 11, verse 14 teaches this. Also, number two, there is more safety when there is a plurality of elders rather than a singular pastor. If a window is made out of one solid sheet of glass, well, a break in the glass means the entire sheet has to be replaced. However, if the window is divided up into small panes, well, a break in one pane would not require replacing every single pane in the entire window. Likewise, if one elder goes bad, the congregation's not led astray, for there are other elders left to guide and watch over the flock. However, if the congregation is overseen entirely or primarily by one single man, the church is in great danger should that one man ever stray from the truth. In God's wisdom, He ordained that a plurality of men should oversee each congregation, not a single individual. Furthermore, each man who is ordained as an elder is supposed to meet certain qualifications which are outlined in 1 Timothy chapter 3 and Titus chapter 1. Many men today who claim to be pastors do not meet these qualifications for a true Bible pastor. Some so-called pastors have no children at all. And worse, some so-called pastors are women, violating the qualifications found in 1 Timothy 3 and Titus 1. Finally, a true Bible pastor or elder has authority only in the one congregation in which he was ordained. Notice 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 1, the elders who are among you, I exhort, I who am a fellow elder and a witness of the sufferings of Christ, and also a partaker of the glory that will be revealed. Shepherd the flock of God which is among you, serving as overseers, not by compulsion, but willingly, not for dishonest gain, but eagerly. Now, according to this, the elders are to shepherd only the flock that is among them. That is, they are to take care of the one flock and only the one flock over which they were ordained. Some so-called pastors today have oversight over several congregations, and this is a clear and serious departure from the divine pattern. The Bible speaks of evangelists, Ephesians 4, verse 11, and preachers, Romans 10, verse 14. Evangelists and preachers are not pastors. The Bible never calls them that. Pastors are pastors, and preachers are preachers. But a preacher is not a pastor in the Bible sense. Let's be careful to speak where the Bible speaks and be silent where the Bible is silent. It may well be that your pastor is no pastor at all in the Bible sense of the word. If he is no pastor in the Bible sense, he should not be called a pastor. And he should have no authority which Bible pastors have. Well, thanks for listening to our message this week. We invite you to visit our website at www.willofthelord.com. That's willofthelord.com. And there at our website, you may download the notes and the audio file of this message you just listened to. We invite you to call again next week when we consider a new subject on Bible Talk.